This episode is brought to you by Dragon Ball Legends, the mobile fighting game. Dragon Ball Legends is the first card-based fighting mobile game based on the widely popular Dragon Ball anime series. This impressive game, based on the adventures of the Dragon Ball characters, has high-quality 3D graphics and authentic voice acting. Relive your favorite moments and fight scenes with epic cinematic. From Kid Goku to Beerus, you can collect and train all your favorite characters. The game allows you to collect them all, from all Dragon Ball sagas, including Dragon Ball Super. Fight with Goku, add him to your team, and use the intuitive controls to battle players around the world in friendly matches. Challenge your friends, compete in leagues to rank up the leaderboard, and defeat powerful foes in co-op. Are you ready to become a legend? Download Dragon Ball Legends for free on iOS or Android.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Championship last year, am I right?
You know, I knew you'd be proud, and I knew that you couldn't be proud without denigrating Denver in the process. Even though we did just win the NBA championship last year, we won a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. We won. It was, seems like a while, but like less than a decade since the Broncos won their third Super Bowl. And as a matter of fact, I want to point out that Denver did win another championship this year. The University of Denver Pioneers. One, they won the National Men's Ice Hockey Championship, the NCAA. And I was trying to look up who they beat in the final, and it was Boston College, your fucking alma mater.
Hey.
Denver Skid. Denver Skid.
But I had lunch with Rob Kirkovich, who's also a big Celtics fan, and I said I was very happy for him.
Appreciate that. Hey, don't get me wrong. One championship is very cute and cool. Not as cool as 18! Listen, once Jokic learns how to play American defense, I'm sure you guys can make it past the third round again. I promise it'll happen. This is going to be a Celtics podcast tonight, by the way. It's been my entire life for the past 2 months. I've just been phoning in every show. No. How the Rockies doing? Shut up. Your meaningless sports teams aside, I am excited to be back in Skid's hometown. It's a good crowd. Pretty good crowd for a Thursday. With the exception of Skid, who's been here for like a month and a half, it feels like, the rest of us flew in earlier today, which is different. Normally, we fly in the day before, and we decided to fly in today, which was a bad idea. It's a really Let's just try something new. Terrible idea. We've been up since 3 a.m. your time, and we started drinking at 7 a.m.
You started drinking.
Well, you hand me a
maybe
free mimosa.
Maybe that was the bad idea, not the flight the same day, but getting bloodies at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
The second you got on the flight.
It was a mimosa. I've switched to mimosas. The bloodies are too chunky. Capitacasa had a bloody.
I had a bloody.
Yeah, I saw
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Oh.
Sydney and Kay were in coach.
All right. We were having a great time.
Yep. We were barely in Comfort Plus. You were in the last row with a little paper curtain behind you.
I was in Comfort Plus exit row. It was like a handicapped bathroom. It was amazing. I had so much leg room.
Kate and I have a great time every time we fly together. We like to try to get a seat next to each other. It's always our plan. And then we sit in silence and don't talk to each other for the entire flight.
It's weird.
And it's awesome. It's
like
perfect.
Parallel play for children. Like, she's got her little thing and I got my little thing and we're just like,
yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, playing games, reading little books, and then we look at each other every so often and kind of nod. Like, you're here, I'm here, and then we just go back to doing our own thing. It's great. That's a true friend. That's how you know.
Yes, a true friend is one you don't talk to.
Yes.
I had a big coach plane row realization on this trip mm-hmm. that I never had before. I was way far back in the plane, and at check-in, I was like, let me see if I can change my seat. And there was a seat way farther up available for no more money. And I was like, ooh, row 15. That looks like rich people's seat. I'll grab that one. And I learned something very, very, very valuable that I never knew before. The row directly in front of the exit row gets fucked.
Oh, yeah, you can't lean back.
It's half a row. Like, they don't balance out all the other rows for what they do with the exit row. They just took that row and pushed it up. So I was literally, both of my kneecaps were wedged under the tray, like, the entire flight. I was like, never again. Never again.
We have been flying at least once or twice a month since 2018 with a little break for COVID. And it's shocking how little Joe knows about flights. I mean, it was like a month ago. He's like, what? You fly the same airline and get like points and stuff?
I know. It's funny because like every time you go to the airport, like JFK, you see like Amish people like getting on planes and they're all more experienced than Joe.
Very true.
Bottle cap, yes.
I don't want to overexert the bottle cap economy, but I appreciate it.
Skid, I mentioned you had been here. You came earlier than all of us.
Yeah, why didn't you guys just come here last Saturday like I did?
Yeah, well...
I don't understand.
We have families. But you, what did you do for the entire week while you were
there? I've basically been dicking around, for the last 5 days. I've been like going out and like having lunch with like friends, coming back to the Airbnb, taking a nap, going out, getting dinner with other friends, and then going to bed at 9:30. It's been great for the whole week.
It's nice.
We saw you in the wild today.
Yes.
Right. We did not know you were going to be in the area. We were walking to go get lunch.
Right.
And we saw you kind of down the block and across the street. And we didn't even call. We were like, hey, there's Skid. And I think I called you.
Well, you were calling me and I was just like, what the fuck is he calling me for? Just text me.
Here's what we saw.
It was really funny.
I called Skid. We saw Skid look at his watch and then run.
Yeah. It looked like he was running away from, like, a Godzilla yes. attack.
Yeah. And then I texted him and say, we can see you.
Yeah.
We're a few blocks back.
Skid.
And he ran again.
Well, I turned back, and I was just like,
yeah, it looked
I didn't
like,
see you. I don't know.
It looked
I still
like
know
you
where
looked
you
back at us and yeah. went like this.
Yeah.
I was, and then yeah. sprinted harder away, yeah. which was crazy.
Well, because I was trying to be on time so I could meet my family, who are up here now. Along with several other, I have a list here, so I'll go through it. I hope I don't miss anybody.
Oh, here we go.
My friend Nikki Steele, is she here? Yeah, all right. So she's someone that, me and Dell, who's also here, he's in the front row.
Yeah, Dell!
We used to do shows with her, like, back in the day, and, like, we haven't seen each other in, like, 15 years. We reconnected. It was amazing. My friend Rob Frakes, one of my, like, maybe my third oldest friend is, like, sitting here. He's sitting next to Dell. The local luminary Dave Flomberg is here. We've been friends. Actually, we've been friends longer than with Rob. I've been known you since high school. He's been friends with my sister forever. He's here. He's great. My best friend in the world, Nick Shelton, who you probably know as the person who gave me that incredible cape that I wear on Gatewalkers. He's here. And he's moving out of the country in a week, so this, I'm glad I got to spend some time with him. Jeff, no, it's a great thing. It's great. He's been wanting to do it since
high school.
He's still going. Jeff Park is here. Grace. Also, Jason and Andy from, Jason's the owner of Tabletop Tap down in Inglewood. We were down there last night and he wasn't there. I was disappointed, but he spotted me on the security cam and he was like, is that Skid? So he came down and then he just like unloaded all the high-end Japanese booze and just started like feeding it to us. Awesome place, Tabletop Tap in Inglewood. And so, and yeah, and then my sisters, Delia, and her friend Caroline, who's been to another show, and my sister Catherine, who's never been to a show, she's here. Along, of course, with my dad, Mr. Marr, like he's here. He's having a great time. And then, as you know, many of you have listened to our shows for a long time and know one of my lifelong dreams has been to be recognized in the local game store here at the Wizard's Chest, where I've been going since, right? So I was in there the other day to buy this die, and a young woman was helping me, and she turned around, and she was just like, are you Glass Cannon? I was just like, yes, I am. So that's...
I am Mr. Glass Cannon.
So that's Keegan. She's here from Wizard's Chest. And then I went in another day because I had to get something else, and the other person who likes us at Wizard's Chest recognized me. That's Alyssa. She's here as well. So thank you all for coming, and yeah.
Well, isn't it nice to have friends? I've never had a single friend come. Yeah. And this is the 93rd episode of this show.
Friendship is a garden, Troy. You have to tend it.
Every once. Did he say something mean?
It wasn't that mean.
I couldn't hear it over his tiny, squeaky voice. The show will be 10 minutes shorter tonight because of Skid's friendless.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I had to say every name.
I'm going
to
end it in the middle of a sentence. I'll be like, all right, you open the door. Good night. Sorry, we got to stay on time. This is fun. I'm glad you guys didn't have a Fish concert or some other shitty band to go to tonight. It's good to see that drug addicts can get out of the house every once in a while and come watch a podcast. Fucking weirdos, this town is so horrible, I hate it. No, but listen, I'm glad we've come back for our second and final time. We're gonna have some fun tonight, or not. We just kind of make it up. You guys want to play some pretend?
Yeah! Woo!
Woo! I bet you this crowd is bigger than the Stones tonight.
Probably.
And twice as high. Who's high tonight? Yeah, you fucking liars. Three people raised their hands. Your mom's not looking. Your mom's here.
They're literally being filmed.
That's right. No, we don't have a camera on them.
Don't we?
Give me some hot recap music, something sexy. Ooh. Something like some Bobby McFerrin. I don't know. Why did I think of Bobby McFerrin?
No! It's a little hot.
That was too sexy.
That's a little hot. It's a little hot.
That was way too sexy.
I definitely intended it to be a little hot.
Let's turn that down a little bit, please.
When I said hot, I didn't mean loud. What do you got, Joe? Some sexy recap music?
I think this is going to be a haunting recap. What do you think?
I want it to be sexy. This show is mostly porn.
Have you been to the last couple shows that we've done?
I don't like a wireless mic, but I like that I can hold it.
I don't. I hate
it. I might get out there later. What do you think? Well, now that you want it, I'm not going to do it. All right, recap. Oh, baby. It's imagination coming through. So fucking tired. Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Dragon Ball Legends, the mobile fighting game. Dragon Ball Legends is the first card-based fighting mobile game based on the widely popular Dragon Ball anime series. This impressive game, based on the adventures of the Dragon Ball characters, has high-quality 3D graphics and authentic voice acting. Relive your favorite moments and fight scenes with epic cinematic. From Kid Goku to Beerus, you can collect and train all your favorite characters. The game allows you to collect them all, from all Dragon Ball sagas, including Dragon Ball Super. Fight with Goku, add him to your team, and use the intuitive controls to battle players around the world in friendly matches. Challenge your friends, compete in leagues to rank up the leaderboard, and defeat powerful foes in co-op. Are you ready to become a legend? Download Dragon Ball Legends for free on iOS or Android.
What a long, strange journey it's been thus far. If you were writing in the yearbook of this show, that's what you'd write in the margins.
That's a good one.
Sorry. Wake up, fella. I got a show to do. Here's a straight dope. Just trying to speak the kids' language. Once upon a time, as all stories begin, a count by the name of Hazerton Lyles IV drugged a bunch of his employees and took them to another dimension where he had their memories erased. You with me so far? All right. It's going to take some weird turns from there. He then came back and had them all committed to an asylum, each in their own fugue state. Why did he do all this? Well, Count is, by all accounts, a loser. An O'Brien, if you will. Huh. He wanted so badly to be a respected scholar and academic, but all of his writings were a public embarrassment. Like O'Brien. Rather than giving up, though, he rededicated himself to his craft. I'll show them, he thought. I'll uncover forbidden knowledge, and I'll show them all! He probably laughed. But in this search for knowledge, the Count opened his mind to dark forces beyond our fictional world, not the least of which being an alien god named Jamin Dor, the Starseed, the Inmost Blot. And this deity compelled the Count to travel halfway across the world in search of a dangerous tome known as the Necronomicon, within which lies a roadmap to a hidden city known as Neruzavan, where Lyles can go and create these portals so Jamin Dor can come in and lay waste to humanity. Our heroes have left the asylum. They have regained their memories, and they have been following in Lyles' footsteps every step of the way, all the way to a library of the occult known as the Mysterium, where Lyles supposedly entered and has yet to come out. Lyles and his accomplice, an alchemist named Myaknean Mun, bribed the keepers of the Mysterium to allow them in, but when they went in, they went to places they weren't supposed to go. And this set off wards, protections. Oh, this place has been around hundreds of years. These wards fired off to protect these interlopers. But Lyles' mere presence, perhaps infected by this god, warped these wards, warped the ghostly presences that lived in harmony with the keepers of the library. The leader of these keepers, a man by the name of Elder Lethean, went in there with a bunch of these other weirdos, and so we're gonna get them out. They never came out. Lyles, Mun, the people that went in with them, Elder Lethean, and all of these guards have gone in, and no one came out. The Necronomicon that Lyles seeks is evidently held within an area of the Mysterium known as the Soul. In order to reach the soul, our heroes must progress further and further down each level of the Mysterium, but can only do so by finding four angel statues on each level, turning their heads to face the wall, which will open up a passageway to go further down. They went to the first level, the university level, found all four statues, turned their heads, no big deal, descended. But so far on the second floor, the Arcana level, every angel statue they've tried to turn the head on turns right back. Something is amiss here. And they've been roaming the hallways, inspecting. They've had a battle with a wraith, a pair of proto-shoggoths, two disturbing haunts. And so they've retreated back upstairs to the university level, to this circular chamber up in the rafters where the keepers, the elder keepers, would go to levitate and meditate. It is a safe place for them to rest. So they've begun to rest. And Shitbird over here goes to sleep.
Not me, you.
Opens his eyes, and he is not in this circular room. He is in a wasteland, a barren plain, and then sees this little, like, rocky cliff flicker into existence, and then sees a figure flicker into existence not too far away, a conical figure with several appendages and a weird fucking head. And then an old Kalashite woman standing in front of it. The thing all of a sudden has her head. She has all these appendages. Then it's right in front of Atticus, and it reaches out and touches his face. You wake up. You're back in this circular room.
Honk-shoe.
Suki is a weird snorer.
Me, snoring in British. Me.
He, like, gently pushes her over.
What? What was it? What happened?
You were snoring. Shh. Quiet down.
Don't wake me up if I'm snoring. That's extremely rude.
You woke me up with your snoring.
I was trying to make it so you didn't choke on your own phlegm.
Atticus, no. You never wake a sleepwalker. You should know this.
Eldo, are you awake?
I am now.
Is everyone awake? Did you just wake everyone up?
You shrieked at the top of your lungs. We're a bit on edge in this haunted temple.
Sorry, Atticus punched me.
Ethel is still asleep, FYI.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Somebody wake Ethel. There's a lot of people in this room, I should mention. There is Suki, played by Sydney Emanuel. Oh. All right, we can't do this for everybody.
So just me.
Atticus, played by Joe. Eris, played by Kate. Ethel, played... Stop it! Ethel, played by Matthew. And you can clap for Skid. Aldo, played by Skid. But that's not all. There's also Tiny Murder Clown.
Oh, yeah.
And a local priest by the name of Father Richard Bubbles.
Yeah.
Now,
there's a guy in the front row that I think mimicked the feelings of a lot of people in the audience. At the mention of Father Richard Bubbles, he simply went...
There's two reactions to Richard Bubbles. That one, and then this one. That's the international symbol for Richard Bubbles. He's a very sexy priest who has not finished his vows, and it appears he's trying to get with everyone in the group, but he really just wants to heal them. Here's the problem. One of these, like, things that went off on the second level of the Mysterium was this curse. You've determined it's a curse. And Aldo, Tiny Murder Clown, and Father Dick have all been cursed by this thing, which has left them stupefied, one, mechanical nonsense, if you're into the game. And they're all growing like mushrooms and toadstools out of their skin. Father Dick replied, "I was tested recently. I'm cool." But clearly he is not cool. What do you guys do?
Atticus, upon everybody sort of, not everybody, but everybody but Ethel sort of loosely waking, is going to say,
"I saw something in my dream. It was, I would not take any vision for granted in this place. And we all know that the dreamlands are not so far out of reach. Perhaps someone is trying to contact us. There was a woman, an older woman, Kalashite, who seemed
to transform into this creature that I've seen before.
What did she say? What did she do?
She tried to reach for me, but she did not speak. She maybe was trying to communicate something.
Hold on, sit down. And Suki will take out some of her sage from her robe, and she lights it, and I would like to roll.
That sage is soaking wet. It will not burn. Must dry
it
first.
It's not really burning. It's just kind of smoking and smoldering. Well, that's fine. We don't need the sage. And she holds Atticus's little rat face by his temples, and I'm going to roll my dream lore to see if I can decipher possibly what this means.
Oh, wow.
Wow. A little dream lore? Okay.
Dream lore, so I don't have to lore alone.
Can we turn it up? Can we turn it up a little bit?
Please turn that down. Please.
Just I can't.
Don't listen to him.
Not going to lie.
My children can't hear it in New York.
Please turn it down.
27 for the dream lore.
Oh, the dream lore.
Come here, Atticus. Give me your head.
Wait, why you got tiny hands?
I don't like this.
I'm seeing something.
Harry, you getting this?
Not the hair.
Let's make it next year's sizzle. All right, so you do your dream lore. Atticus explains.
What did you do?
Had a stage injury.
It's really hard to do a Vulcan mind meld when your hands are that small.
All right, you do your dream lore. Atticus explains to you what he saw, and you try to, like, make sense of it all.
Remember.
With a 27 in dream lore. You think about how ever since you got to Casimir, you started hearing... Actually, this goes back to the Oasis, the Mad Poet's Oasis.
Ooh.
After you defeated your reflections of yourselves and the Mad Poet walked into his hut, you heard a voice, a whisper in all of your minds. And that whisper, that voice has followed you to Casimir.
Oh, yes.
As well as to wherever the shit you are now, Kadira.
Kathir,
thank you.
Well, Kathir is in Kadira.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're not halfway right.
But that's like saying, I went to the Celtics game last night in America.
In America. Yes. You've been hearing these whispers. It's good, Joe. You've been hearing these whispers, and you think this is somehow connected. That this person, this being, this entity that is reaching out to you, the voice that you keep hearing talking to you like this, is somehow connected to this. And you felt like this person, this being, was reaching out to try and tell you something. It's like giving you information that you don't understand, but also guiding you, perhaps?
Yeah. Does it feel malicious?
No.
Like seeing it?
No.
No. It was a tender touch.
And I've seen this creature before.
Oh.
It gave me great gifts. I could not say that it was malicious, no.
Suki's thinking and she's recalling, kind of saying it as Atticus is talking. That which should not be has been birthed within. This place is poisoned. You must staunch the wound. You must staunch the wound. Well, clearly we need to go deeper. Is that correct, everyone? We have to continue?
Of course, we must find out how to turn the heads of these statues. But we can't do anything until Ethel wakes up. So,
Eris, could you...
Eris is starting to pray over Tiny Murder Clown.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Eris.
Whatever
what
that
are you
means
doing?
For her, but she's like...
I don't feel so well.
Pretty good.
No, no, no. I'm going to help you with this curse. Don't worry about it.
Don't waste a spell on me.
Eris, perhaps...
You can't interrupt me.
Perhaps Aldo could use your prayer as well.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've got a bloody portobello growing out of my neck. I mean, I think I love Tiny Murder Clown as much as the rest of us, but
He's too far gone. I think we have to leave Tiny
but
Murder Clown.
You're used to things like in your neck.
What?
Right?
I'm sorry, I'm stupefied one.
So don't help my best friend first.
I should mention I am also ill.
I have
While you were talking about your dreams, I went to relieve myself in the corner.
I have to touch when I do this, and I do not want to touch you.
What I was going to say is there are mushrooms everywhere. So if you would like to help me, I would like that as well. The mad god will bless you.
Eris, how many people can you heal?
Like one every 8 hours.
No, I should be the priority. Priority. Are there any Australians here tonight?
You're good.
All right.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
This is Colorado.
I'm just asking. I should be first on the list. Can we at least draw lots of something so we can be fair?
Maybe we should do a roll-off.
Let's do a roll. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it will mean... If it takes two to get to Aldo, it will mean we just have to stay here another entire day.
Well, if you want me to help Aldo first, then I would like a raise. And I would like some job security for me and Ethel.
Well played, Eris.
Wow.
I'm sorry I've taken a vow of poverty. I cannot pay. Oh, you're not talking to me.
Go back to sleep, Dick. Your services are not needed here. Aldo, she makes a good point.
What?
He's very sick.
I do. I don't think I have leprosy, no. I think it's just a mushroom. Fungal infection.
No.
What are you asking?
Eris needs to heal you.
I think so, yes. That's what I've been saying.
All right. Well,
if
I'm going to do him before my best friend, then I expect everything that I just said, and that's a contract now between us. So, thank you very much. I get more money, and Ethel and I don't get fired. We're split up.
You're gonna have to register this relationship with HR before we do anything.
Yes, I think that a raise is quite difficult as we all split all of the profits evenly already. If you do want to make your relationship with Ethel official,
I think we should just be allowed to be who we are without our job getting in the way.
Yes, of course.
Perhaps he should be involved in the conversation.
Like labels, okay?
Pepsi should be involved. Suki also can't hear what you're saying. Pepsi should be involved in the conversation.
I really want to hear what Pepsi has to say about this whole thing.
I think Pepsi agrees with you, Eris.
Yeah. We don't like labels, and you guys are trying to push that on us, and it's stressing us out and hurting our relationship. So leave me alone, and I'll help the curse for Aldo first.
All right. We will not mention it again.
Stop watching us when we make out. It's weird.
That is a despicable accusation. I would never dream.
Okay. Now that we have that straight. So,
let's talk about the mechanics of remove curse.
Well, it's break curse. And
it
it's
is
a
not. It's break curse.
Sweet
break
new curse. Feat that I took. It's a general feat. Because I'm a master in occultism, I can spend 8 hours praying or performing occult rites over the target, weakening the curse's power over them. I can attempt to counteract the curse using occultism for my counteract check. Half my level rounded up to counteract.
When I see a lot of text,
and
I
then
break
curse
my
takes
computer.
10 minutes of prayer.
Every spell should be 2 sentences.
Exactly.
This is not difficult at all. It's going to be fine.
All right.
We got this. Go ahead and roll occultism.
30 minutes, counteract check.
Against the original DC of the
Against the counteract DC of the curse.
Okay.
Half my level rounded up.
Don't worry about that. Just do the occultism. Add your occultism. Right?
That's why people play Monopoly.
36.
All right.
Big Hell math. Yeah. Sorry.
You have broken Aldo's curse.
Yes! Yeah!
The mushrooms wither and crumple on your skin, leaving behind fungusy scabs.
For a half an hour, she was just, like, saying really creepy stuff and, like, moving her chicken hands around and, like, touching your arm.
Oh, God. Yeah. So the minute he's over, he just, like, jumps and says, oh, God, all right, fine, thank you.
I'm exhausted.
Thank you.
Father Dick is like, ha, 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 ha. He's got mushrooms growing out of his tongue. you made the right choice. I'm stupefied. And Tiny Murder Clown is like, I don't feel so good. Hee-hee. And he just sits on the floor and falls asleep, and a giant mushroom grows out of his face.
No.
Perhaps we should stay until Eris can pray over all of them. It will take quite some time.
Let the clown rest. I'll come with you.
What?
Right, we shall return and take care of Tiny Murder Clown.
Well,
our task is urgent.
We can't stay here. We have to go.
Yes, agreed. Let's go.
Tiny Murder Clown,
good luck.
We'll be back.
Good luck.
Good.
I mean, we'll be back.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Goodbye, best friend.
Dick?
Yes. Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Wait,
I never wanted you to see me like this.
Father Dick, would you like to say a few words over the corpse of Tiny Murder Clown?
He's not dead.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit confused. I'd like to say a few words.
Please.
I'd like to sing a very special hymn that I think is suitable to the occasion.
Yes, let's
see. It goes a little something like this. Not usually quite so loud, but I think it captures the spirit of how we all feel about him turning into a mushroom.
That was very funny. Very funny, yes. I don't feel so well, but let's adventure.
Father Richard, could
I
talk to you
love.
For a moment?
What's that beautiful?
Remember, there's mushrooms coming out of his mouth.
No, I know.
Every time your mouth opens, I hear poetry.
Okay.
Every time my mouth opens, I feel things.
Okay. Father.
Yes.
Listen. I don't think we should travel together anymore.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Is it my mushroom penis? I'll have you know that was a pre-existing condition.
I promise
you can achieve great things with a mushroom penis. It's been proven.
It's really not. It's really not. I just don't think that you're right for a party. And I'm sorry to say that.
Well, I can take a hint. 1 minute you're a handsome priest, the next minute you're a monster. It's fine. Everyone, it seems that Suki doesn't want me to be a part of this group anymore. It's fine.
I love how he's just pacing around the room, just like pissed.
Feeling a little dizzy. Hello, Aldo. Look at you.
So dramatic.
No more mushrooms. How nice.
I just think perhaps.
Yes, hello, rat.
I just think
handsome.
Perhaps Father Dick Bubble should
stay. Get away from me. No.
Do you have any more of that removed curse? All right, it's fine. I'll just stay here and
grow. I guess I won't be a part of this adventure any longer. If that's what you all want.
Is that what you want, Suki?
Suki, what is wrong?
You were just in love with him. Is it the mushrooms? We can get rid of the mushrooms.
It's not the mushrooms. I think Suki takes a deep breath, kind of rolls her eyes a little bit. She's seen men like this. She's 190. She turns back. I suppose it's a group decision. Eris, if you'd like to heal him, I suppose we can wait another 8 hours.
I mean, I can in 8 hours. Maybe we can still bring him with us. And just in 8 hours. And we don't have to stay in the room. It's
not like he helps in combat anyway.
Right, that's
so
what
let's
I'm
just
saying.
Bring him with us.
So you think we should go?
Unless you think
what are you
we
guys
should
talking
leave
about?
Him. Oh.
Hello.
Should we go? Should we go and then just come back?
I have an idea.
Okay.
I feel a little silly in the head. Perhaps I've said some things out of turn. Yes, I'm covered in mushrooms that seem to be growing even as I speak. Perhaps we go and continue to adventure. And then the next time we rest, you do your witchcraft over my body. Just as you did, Aldo.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes the disease, the cure is worse than the disease, if you know what I mean.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's because you're stupefied one. I was you once.
I just feel like a fool in love with God. Let's go. Watch me jump. Hello.
Oh, wait, don't. Oh, no. Father Wait. Bubbles.
Father.
Oh. Ethel has slept through all of this.
I'm really hurt. Why did I jump down that ladder?
Ethel, wake up. We're leaving.
I'm very badly burned.
Very badly burned. All right, what do you want to do? You want to go to the Mysterium level back to 2?
Oh.
Well, Ethel.
Oh, my God. Wake Ethel. Him up.
Ethel.
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 And he wakes up and he buries his hatchet in Atticus's chest.
Oh! No, Ethel, no!
Oh, oh God. Father Bubbles, save us.
He coughs blood all over your face.
Suki heals Atticus. What the fuck is going on?
He tried to kill me.
Atticus?
Does everyone agree?
No.
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 No, Ethel.
No.
Did you have any dark dreams last night?
Yeah, you want to hear about them?
Yes.
So there was this time I took my wife to this nice
Wait,
restaurant.
No, I'm
Skip.
If it does not have a direct relevance to the Mysterium itself, I'm honestly, no, no, no.
Wait a minute. You were married? Why is this the first we're hearing about this?
Well, it's a little bit of a raw spot for me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I think we should preface every question before we ask it is the dream about your wife? Never mind. Then we don't want to hear it.
Ex-wife.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's an important detail.
Ex-wife. Yes, Eris, I understand. Right? Ex-wife.
Yes. We signed the paperwork and everything. A single tear starts to trickle
down. Oh, my God.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
Eris walks over and licks it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
What? How was the flavor of that one?
Oh. Oh.
She doesn't answer you with words.
Suki goes down the ladder.
Right, Suki.
Oh, hello.
Father Dick, are you coming?
No, I wouldn't dare touch it.
I'll stay here with you.
We go. We move the story
forward.
Let's go.
Let's do something.
Let's go!
I thought you were pretending to be a caveman.
We go. We go.
We
go.
Go.
We
go.
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 Go. Level two.
Or we can keep flirting in the circle room.
All of Joe's
champion forensic debate experience failed him.
Oh, yeah!
I gotta admire Troy's restraint in waiting till now to do this.
Oh, look at us back here. Did I drag all the pawns? No, we're missing the rat. Where is he?
Do you guys see yourselves?
Yes.
No.
There you are.
Oh, yes.
No, I can't. There's this half-nude man in the way.
You can X him out. All right, so you're back on level two of the Mysterium after 45 minutes of nonsense.
Why do they never finish this?
You have explored the hallway in the middle center, and a wraith came out of the walls. Father Dick recognized a body on the floor. Mickey Weatherstone was his name. And then the ghost of Mickey Weatherstone, a giant version of this ghost, reached out and hurt you, drained you, which you recovered while you slept. You then pressed on. You went backwards. You saw this angel statue to the west. You fought two proto-Shuggoths, these Lovecraftian oozes. That's when Tiny Murder Clown came out of a little crack in the wall and helped you, conveniently. You then traveled to the north, the northwest of this map, and this like sphere covered you all and tried to blast you with energy, but you, Atticus, were able to dispel the magic before it did damage to you. Found another angel statue, tried to turn it. It would not turn. It just kept turning back into place. You continued over to the east. Another little section. All the walls here are covered in bookcases full of books. You started to look at the books in this room in the northeast, and that's when you became cursed. So you started going down the hallway to the south, and then you were like, you know what? We need to go rest. Actually, there was one more room you found that had dead bodies in it. And Father Dick remarked that the body of Elder Lathine, living or dead, was not in that room. But those were keepers. They all had the sigil of Nethys on them. He said a prayer over their bodies as you all rudely left the room. So it seems like there are at least two areas in this hallway that you've yet to explore. There is the southeast corner of the map where you saw an opening that led further east. And then there was a door to the south of the proto-Shuggoth fight that was closed. What do you do?
Let's go to the southwest where the proto-Shuggoth fight was and check out that door. Did we check out the door before? Was it locked?
You didn't check it out, man.
All right, let's check it out, man.
All right. Move your pawns to the southwest.
Oh,
so
Ethel.
Where I'm pinging. Can you see my ping?
Ethel, yes. You're going the wrong way.
That's the southwest.
Yes. Oh.
No, that...
Weast.
Weast. Southwest.
Southwest.
Southwest. You of all people should know what I mean.
Have you ever listened
that
to the Glass Cannon podcast, Matthew? Yes.
We like to play with words.
Having a little trouble hearing Troy.
All right. So, you go to this door. Let me give you a little flavor about this door, because it looks fucked up.
Who has light on
it's
them?
Also really dark.
Yeah, can you cast some light on us there?
Yeah, do you want to cast light?
No. Marat, I see perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, no. I did not prepare it.
Just forgot light.
Sorry, humans.
I cast light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, I have that cantrip prepared. What idiot wouldn't?
Wait, I have light.
But it only lights my square.
Bathe me in your light, Father Dick.
What's that?
I said, I said, bathe me.
Bathe you?
In your holy light.
You want to be bathed in the light of Netheth? Sorry, there's a mushroom on my tongue. It's very hard to speak. Here is the light of Netheth.
Suki casts light and moves it close enough so it's on everyone but Ethel.
Wow.
So you want me to stay in the dark with Father Dick, is that it?
That was a better volume, right?
Suki, do you say that out loud?
I've seen weirder things than this mushroom dick.
Ethel's a real mess.
I told you not to talk about that.
All right.
Can I have some light?
Yeah, I'm busy. The heavy wooden doors in front of you, bound with iron.
I cast light.
All right, I'll deal with it in a second. Light, fine. Woo, yeah. You can see the map.
No, we can't. So we'll just do that.
It's very immersive.
All right. You want light or you want flavor text?
Light.
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 All right. Fuck.
Por qué no los dos?
Say something funny. All right, wait. Something's really wrong with my VTT. Oh, wait. I just clicked my fantasy football league from 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No. I see my terrible team. Why did I draft him?
Oh, I could say something funny.
Yeah.
Sydney forgot her dice again.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Again!
Wow.
I got some amazing dice from Laura and Jen. Thank you so much. I'm having a blast. Rolling.
Ew, that's creepy.
It was a natural 8. It wasn't anything cool.
Natural 2.
Yeah, that's not
okay.
Getting it.
Your creepy finger hands are
could
not
be
doing
worse.
Well. Don't touch me with them.
Uno más, uno más. Late again. You know what? May I take it back?
A lot of
the
single
dice are
digis
okay.
On this garbage.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Thank you.
Still working on that light, young
Shut
fella?
Up. There. You got your light?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Because I'm proud to be an American. Because I right. Put some light on the map.
We're ready for flavor sex.
All right. Heavy wooden doors in front of you, bound with iron. They bear deep gouges and smears of ichor. It actually reeks of those proto-shoggoths you fought just to the north, as if perhaps they were trying to slam their way into this room to no avail. In front of the door, you see a single boot that looks like it has the foot of a human still in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dibs.
As well,
dibs.
As well as the grim remains of just the lower jaw of a person.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Father Dick, do you
yes.
recognize this boot and jaw?
Let me take a look. The jaw. I recognize that jaw. My mouth is getting more and more full with the mushrooms.
Have you tried just eating the mushrooms that are growing in your mouth? Oh, could you eat them? Yes. Could you just eat them?
Hold on. I don't know how long this will last, but yes, not the back. All right. No, that jaw. I don't recognize that jaw. It looks to be the jaw of a man. And that foot bears hair on it. That could be a man or a woman.
All right.
Do you know what's through the door, Father?
That door there.
Yep.
Yes.
Just the one in front of us.
No, I was never let. I was never allowed to come down to this. I really
what?
Shouldn't be talking.
Come
on. I chewed them again.
The mushrooms.
I was never
back.
Allowed to come down to this level. I'm back in my mouth.
Well, they're growing so fast.
Yes,
so,
can anyone check the door for traps?
I don't have that power. I can heal for one or two hit points. That's about
Step aside. Would you close your mouth?
Love
Every time you open it, mushrooms come out.
All right.
Atticus is going to walk past him up to the door, and we'll attempt a perception check. Oh.
What?
Almost dropped my die. Attempt a perception on the door, 29.
It does not appear to be locked or trapped.
It does not appear to be trapped or locked.
All right. Everyone
and Atticus steps back.
Yeah, stand back. Stand back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Before we go in, two things. I want Aldo takes out a potion, a rarely used vial of silvery potion from his bandolier, guzzles it, and his limbs like crack and lengthen.
Ooh, nice.
As he becomes more and more spider-like as he takes his Quicksilver mutagen.
Mutagen.
Oh. Yes. Whoa!
Knock Troy's GM screen over.
A potion so powerful it could knock over GM screen.
Don't do that again.
Over 20 feet away. And the second thing is
looks like a college dorm back here.
To mention that my stepmother's sister, Stephanie Thompson, is Dr. Stephanie Thompson, is also here. So.
Oh, woo!
Did you get a text about who you forgot?
Doctor?
No, I just remembered.
Doctor.
All right, so you take your mute. What do you guys do?
Everybody, can you all step up? Step up one spot.
But you said step back. Now you're saying step up. Ethel said step.
Step back. Step back. Stay back.
Okay.
Why?
Which one do I do? Do we step up? Up
range
or back?
Might matter is all I'm saying. Being within 30 feet
I open
is a
the
good
door.
Thing. Yeah. Okay.
It opens in and you're like, it's like barricaded.
I kick it in.
Give me a check.
All right. What kind of check?
Athletics.
Yeah, athletics to try and...
It'll be athletic.
I also got a die from Lauren, right?
Yes.
And it's blue, and I'm going to roll it now.
Ooh.
Natural 6.
Ethel feebly pounds the door. It like starts to give. It feels like there's something like a table. It starts to crack open. You see there's like a table blocking the doorway. Another like punch, little athlete, like really try to fucking shove it open. Roll better than a 6.
All right, let's try this again. Natural 1.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The door murders you.
That's right. Embarrassing.
I'm just...
Do you need help?
You can't help but notice how much he's struggling with a simple door.
Do you need help?
What? I got it. Everyone stand back.
Do you need my help? I'm very strong.
I got it. Here I go.
I know. Doors can be tough.
Okay. How does a 33 search?
All right. You open... the door.
Whoa.
What in the shit? Whoa!
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Who's that?
No! Is that?
It's Mun! You son of a bitch!
You?
The room.
Oh my god.
Is in complete disarray. Aldo, you see past them an alchemist lab set up on one of the two large oak tables that dominate the space. A few of the shelves have been completely cleared of books, and there are just fucking tinctures and jars and potions. Throughout the room, a chaotic swirl of yellow hues have been painted, daubed, and scratched into the walls, on the spines of books, across the very floor. In the back of the room is a very nervous-looking man. And he's got his back against the wall, and he's shaking, and he's looking at you. And then in front of him, nearer to you, is a tiny winged creature with a human face, just kind of floating near the tables. And while you don't recognize this incredibly strange-looking little creature that just looks like a tiny little floating human, there is something very similar to the human as to the man in the back. It looks like a smaller, fucked-up version of the guy in the back. In fact, the guy in the back looks almost identical to the hollow ones that you fought at Mun's house.
Oh.
Back in Casimir. Except this one is covered in like scars and burn marks all over his face. And so you think to yourself, is this another hollow one? Or is this Myaknean Mun himself? Oh, he's also missing an eyeball. There is just an empty eye socket where one of his eyes should be. And as you're standing there, you feel something small float by your heads. And then when it gets to the center of the room, it kind of like flickers in and out, and it is an eyeball.
A wizard eye.
With like an optic nerve dangling
from it.
That just kind of floats over to this Mun who grabs it out of the air and puts it back in.
Ew.
And the little floating one is just like... looks like it doesn't speak any sort of language. And Mun, or this version of Mun, or whatever the fuck this is, he backs against the wall and yells to the floating little man. He says, "Little Myaknean, you're going to have to grow up quickly today. These people have come to hurt us after hurting so many things on this level already. We must stop them. We must stop them before Mr. Laos returns with his book." Eldo?
Oh,
is that you? And he stares at you, Eldo. And you recognize him. He looks much different. He looks scarred and burned. He was not scarred and burned when you saw him after you landed in Galarian from Australia.
Yeah. No, literally, that's what happened.
He's
not joking. It's what happened.
It's a part of his backstory. Yeah. You recognize him. Aldo, is that you?
So he rescued me basically from captivity, right?
Basically, like Lowell's kind of rescued you. You were captured by these gnolls and put in a cage. And the impression that you got from Lowell's was that Mun, his accomplice, like saw your formula book and saw real promise in you. And so Lowell's was like, "You should come work for me.
Right.
My friend says you've got what it takes." And so you would assume that you've spent some time with Mun, but maybe these memories
like
are just
part of
like,
a lost like
yeah,
memory.
It's like all flooding back to you.
Yeah. And he looks like a mutated freak right now too.
Yeah,
because of the
mutagen. All messed up and he's petrified, but he stops and recognizes you.
"I know you. I know your face. It's changed, but I know you. What's happened to you? Why are you here? What are you doing here?" "I have been studying things that even you could not understand. Look at you. You have come so far from the slave markets of the gnolls. One look at your formulae book and I knew you were special. That's why I told Lowell's to save you. But we got what we needed from you. And you should be dead. Maybe you are dead. You are dead. And you are here to haunt me! To take from me and little Myaknean! Well, good luck. You and your ghostly friends will never get me. I will finish the job, and Mr. Laos will be very happy with me!" And he starts reaching into his pouch. Roll for initiative.
Let's fucking go! It's a roll for initiative train here in Checks Notes, Denver.
Who gave Troy the cheese die to give to me? My man, I love cheese.
He really does.
And I just rolled a natty 15 on that shit.
Yeah. Oh!
die.
Cheese.
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 Beef.
Beef. Oh, beef.
What was the song we were singing backstage?
How do you know if Steve really loves cheese?
How do you know?
How do you know if Steve really loves cheese?
I say up.
You're not caught up with Glass Cannon. That's hilarious. All right, so what's your total?
My total is 33.
Ooh, little Larry Bird.
Shut up.
Sydney saw Dirk Nowitzki on TV today, and she goes, is that Larry Bird?
No, I saw. Oh, yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
Like that guy that just retired a couple years ago?
15% of the audience laughed.
Not a 70-year-old man.
They're all on your side.
Yeah, they're on my side. Larry. Like, they kind of look alike.
Kidding me? Most of this crowd just became a basketball fan last year. Ethel, what did you get? Where's your Russell Wilson jersey?
I'd say something, but it's true. It's actually true. So.
Ethel got a 36.
36!
Nice!
My nice!
I'm sorry, 38.
Oh. I'm sorry, I already put in 36.
And I get a free attempt to demoralize.
He's already demoralized.
I do not demoralize.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to emote
35.
Fucking what, loser. What? I hate redoing these. Now the whole Larry Bird bit is lost.
For the That's the incredible initiative dance.
Yeah. Oh, which I also have.
What did you get?
I got a 26. Okay. And I also get a free chance to do more of that.
Ooh.
With my battle cry. Come on.
You're going to be so demoralized.
35.
Oh, damn.
Who are you demoralizing? The little flying guy or the guy in the back?
So.
Wait, there's a distance limit.
There is? No, if you see them, right? It's like a battle cry.
Observe.
Here's a guy in the back, by the
Observe
way.
Observe foe.
Look at his face.
I feel like I'd want to try to demoralize who we think is my acne and mun.
All right. Well, do you have the distance? Because I think it's 30 feet, but I could be making that up.
I don't see a distance on battle cry.
It says observed foe.
Okay. You want to do it on my acne mun?
I would like
mark?
To try with a All 35. Right.
35 against my will, Dick. Will DC? Like
yep. Demoralize as a free action. Demoralize. Where is it?
Demor. It's Will DC, right? Thank you, madam. All right. He's demoralized.
Yeah.
So he's frightened one.
It's the Will DC.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. Nailed it.
Sydney, you didn't bring dice, so you roll a natural one on your initiative.
I got a 36.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
36?
Yeah.
36. And then finally, Aldo, the hometown boy.
I got this my first roll with the Wizard's Chest die here. It's a 26 total.
Wow, a lot of similar initiatives. All right, so this Mun, whoever he is frightened. He was already frightened. Now he's very frightened. It's round one. It's Ethel's turn. You're all clogged up at there at the door. Father Bubbles rolled a dirty 20.
What do I do? Ethel. Make Ethel.
Okay. Ethel is going to... he's going to do a sudden charge.
Ooh.
All right. Now, be aware. There's a lot going on in this room. Don't just charge through tables like this is make-believe. This is real life.
I didn't break the table. I didn't break the table free when I
You
did.
Broke the table that is in front of you. I'll let you charge through that. But there are other tables in the room, and I know you, Matthew. You'll be like, oh, I charged the table. I'm a fighter.
I'm pretty sure he's just charging straight through the holy man.
Not talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
All right, you know, I actually don't.
Oh, wow.
Give me popcorn. Give me popcorn.
Fast.
That's my popcorn.
Thank you, Sydney. I think I made my
point. Is that
point.
How you settle arguments, usually?
That's how we settle arguments. Huh. What do you want to do?
I'm going to... I'm just going to stride up to the little guy, little Myacnium.
Oh.
And I'm going to do...
Kill that freak!
I'm going to do a double slice.
Let's get a good view.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, I want to show you this guy.
Warhammer is a 39 to hit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah! AC 45. Wait, did you really roll a 39?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
Come on. Don't lie.
Relax. This popcorn's delicious. 39, huh?
That's 39.
Mmm. Regular hit, not a crit.
Holy okay. shit.
And then with the hatch, and then with the hatchet, that is going to be a 40 to hit.
Oh.
Hit, not a crit.
All right. I wish I had an extraction because I could flens. But let me do the damage here.
I got buttery fingers. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what are you doing to this thing?
Okay, it's 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Mm.
4 points of cold damage.
Oh.
And then... and then 18 points of slashing damage.
Oh,
with
oh, oh nice.
Nice. Wow. All right, so pretty solid DiMaggio there. You move up 2 attacks...
Double, yes.
Double slice.
Double slice.
No crits.
And then I'm done.
But you still did very good, and I'm proud of you. I don't say it often enough, but damn it, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Troy.
You came into this podcast an unknowing child. Now look at you with your beard and your coat. You're doing all right in my book. You want some popcorn? That is a sign of respect amongst my people. Sugi!
Yep.
We're playing Pathfinder.
I'm so ready. I knew exactly what I was going to do.
Be careful. Be careful, Luke.
What did he say?
The room is yellow.
Father Dick, are you telling me the room is yellow?
That's what I said. Be careful.
Stop talking.
Everything tastes terrible.
It gets so much worse every time you open your mushroom mouth.
I think you're shallow.
What?
I said it was not about the mushrooms. Don't you bring this up right now before I go into battle. Anyway, I walk into the room and I'm gonna fucking
What are you gonna roll to decide what you do?
I'm gonna cast Searing Light.
You're gonna cast what?
Searing Light.
On
the flying little Myacnian.
Oh, little Myacnian.
Oh, little Myacnian.
I don't like that he calls him that. It freaks
little
me out.
Little Myacnian. This guy's all about making things of himself. How'd you roll there, Sydney? I can see you have the corner of my eye.
Joe let me use his stupid dice.
Sydney, I offered you a set of dice.
I gave her the worst die I have. And you rolled it pre-show minimum 5 times and rolled nothing below 13.
And I thought it was a 1 for a second, so I got really mad. It's just a 7. It's a miss.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
It's a 27.
Miss.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
That's a miss.
Why are you making this?
You're slowing the show down, so. Sydney. Come on.
And Pepsi is going to move into the room to the left of Sugi, and that is my turn.
Okay.
Where's Pepsi?
I removed him because I don't like him.
Pepsi is theater of the mind.
Pepsi is whatever you want him to be. Atticus!
Atticus!
All right. Atticus is going to enter as well. Actually, no. Fuck it. No need. Ethel opened the door. He sees the distance, judges it accurately. And he is going to... Boop.
A little pea-sized orange ball.
Yes! Yes! Of fire!
Much like that eyeball, it drifts slowly through the door, slowly past Ethel's ear, past that freaky flying thing's ear, and just in front of Mun, enough so that both the flying thing and Mun are within 20 feet. Well, boom! Fireball.
Yeah.
Heightened fireball to a level, to a rank 4 spell. So go ahead and give me a reflex save.
All right, little Myacnean rolls a 26.
Okay.
And big Myacnean rolls a 41.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Really? All right, so big Myacnean critical.
40 because he's frightened.
Fail. Sorry. Okay. Success.
40 is a fail.
Success, not critical success because of the frightened.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. That was a huge difference. Give it to you. What? Wait for you
to get it on. And frightened definitely affects saves, right?
Yeah. Okay, not too shabaroo. All right, so to flying Myacnean, that's 31 points of fire damage.
Oh!
Wow. And to Myacnean, 15 points of fire damage.
Oh!
Nice.
Have a little fire, Scarecrow.
And then...
Wait, how much was it? I wasn't listening.
It was 31 to the flying creature and 15 to Mun.
15
and then
Mun.
He is going to recall knowledge on the flying creature.
Okay, it can fly.
I'm going to recall knowledge on the flying creature. What do you want me to roll? Anything in particular? Occultism? Religion?
Poopstick.
Arcana?
Put his what? I'm trying to do something. Roll whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, alchemy. Occult or alchemy? I know you don't have alchemy.
I'll do occult. That is a 37.
Mmm. What is this strange creature, and what are its weaknesses? I watched some Full Metal Alchemist on the plane, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah,
wow,
brother.
That is a lot of Full Metal Alchemist fans.
Oh! I took like a year off, and so I was like, all right, I gotta get back into this. I want to finish this. It might be the greatest anime ever.
He's watching
made.
Brotherhood. He's watching Brotherhood. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's Brotherhood.
And I didn't even make this connection today. As I'm watching it, I was like, oh, cool, yeah, this is great. And the connection is, you recognize this. You've heard of this sort of, like, dark, forbidden alchemy where Mun has created a homunculus.
Oh.
Yes.
The homunculus.
We all know that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist fans are loving that.
You just gotta just watch up till the dog episode and you're hooked forever.
Yes,
no, I know.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
Just get to the dog episode.
Yeah, just, yeah.
You'll be like, oh, that's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. So it's a homunculus. That's all you know. No, you want to know something about it.
A weakness or a resistance?
Weakness
anything?
Or a resistance. Yeah, it has a lot. You know that, like, oh, shit. You can, you're like creating life, so you can kind of make it any way you want. Now, maybe Mun isn't good at it. You defeated those hollow ones with ease. Something that's going to help you. They are immune to lots of things, so keep that in mind. I'm going to give you one of those things.
There is no point in fighting it. Lay down your arms.
They're immune to bleed.
Bleed?
All right, well...
Oh,
that was
sorry.
A 37.
And sickened.
Atticus says
again,
nothing to anyone.
I submit to you Exhibit B. Why it is difficult for us to recall knowledge in these companies.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so he knows nothing of value.
I think that's
and,
pretty good.
But he knows he created it. Forbidden alchemy. I will destroy you and your experiments. Though, I would like to know a little bit more about how you know Aldo.
Take him alive.
He says to Father Bubbles.
Is that the end of your long
turn?
That
is his turn.
All right, it's Myacnean Mun? Question mark's turn. Are you going to go to the bathroom?
I have to leave the theater to do it.
I was going to...
Yes.
I thought you could make it through the end of the show. You're really going to walk through the crowd?
I'm going to high-five every single person.
Yeah. Look at him go, folks. Look at that man pee. It's running down his leg. Let's talk about him while he's in there. It's weird that he can hear us. He's right there in that bathroom. Some of you may have peed in that very bathroom where Joe O'Brien is now peeing.
We could all go join him if you wish.
Harry, get that camera on him. Let's see that little guy in action.
Shake it to the pee cam.
Let's see that sad old pee stream in action. Weird opening to Glass Cannon Denver on the YouTube video.
Well, when Joe's they said they were getting into streaming content, I wasn't exactly sure.
Hey! Bottle cap! Damn it. Damn, he's good.
I just love how Joe's in the bathroom right now and is hearing, like, the most applause ever.
what a fun life we have. All right, let's fuck you guys up. It's my acne and Mun's turn. Let's get funky. Suki, you are standing there alone.
With Pepsi.
With Pepsi.
Women are allowed to be alone.
But you're not standing next.
Hey, I am a strong, independent elf.
You're not standing next to Little Myacnean, which is a big difference maker, because if he starts throwing bombs, he doesn't want to catch Little Myacnean in his splash zone. So here comes a bunch of bombs in your direction.
Uh-oh.
The first one. Man, I have so many bombs. I have like 70 bombs. All right, let's see here. I made a cheat sheet of my bombs. All right, here we go. First one.
This would hit Suki and Pepsi, right, the way that you're throwing it, correct?
I'm aiming you so Pepsi is in the splash zone. Speaking of splash zone, did you make the toilet there, buddy? You should see our hotel room. There's piss everywhere.
Oh, I feel so good. That was way... Oh, I needed that.
Great job.
All right. He's frightened. Let's give me a minus one. However, this is still going to be a... Man, there's so much math. Why did you play an alchemist? This is a lot of work.
Maybe you should use Sydney's nails to help you.
24, 26,
you can't see him from out
35
there.
35 to hit.
What was that?
35.
Fuck.
Is that a crit?
No.
All right. Well, you're going to hit with... get hit with some acid.
Okay.
1 point of acid damage. However, you're going to take 3d6 persistent acid damage on your turn, and you'll take 3 acid splash damage right now. So take 4 acid damage, give 3 to Pepsi.
Okay.
3d6 on your turn. Second action. Let me remove one of my greater acid flasks. How about a little fire scarecrow? Ooh. Ooh. All right. I've got the map. However... that is going to be, God, with frightened and everything. I feel like Sydney doing math. 24.
You have been up for like 19, 17 20, hours.
34.
Wait, are you talking to me?
No, I'm asking that guy right there. Does the 34 hit you, sir?
It says hit,
not a crit.
Hit, not a crit. Hits again, yeah.
All right, this one's fire. This is alchemist fire. I never want to play an alchemist again. All right, this is going to... Ooh, ooh, ooh! 3d8 damage. You ready for this? 7. 2. 7. 14. 16 points of fire damage, and you're going to take 3 persistent fire and another 3 fire splash. So, excuse me, 19 points of fire. Pepsi takes 3. Suki's about to get messed up. You know what, though?
If you were
covered in burn and acid marks... I bet Father Bubbles would still be into you.
Wow.
It's not about the mushrooms for the last time.
What is it then? Is it its personality?
Are you talking to me, Ethel? Are you really talking to me?
And she's covered in acid right now, by the way.
I look like Two-Face.
Are you
like,
really?
One eye.
I'm fighting a winged homunculus that he calls Little Myacnean, like it's his penis. I'm also a little busy.
That's my extracorporeal flying penis.
All right.
Is that it? Is that his whole turn?
No, I got
roll
one more.
For initiative.
23 to hit with the final one.
Miss.
Okay. So with the last one, you're going to take just 3 points. It's not a critical failure, so it's just 3 points of cold splash damage.
And Pepsi takes the cold splash.
On a miss, does the... I know critical, they don't take the splash, but when you miss... Yeah, I guess Pepsi would take the 3 splash as well. I don't care about Pepsi. Literally, Pepsi could fly. I don't care about your snake.
Could I...
I hate animal
control. Could I make
egg
fly?
Egg fly?
I hate him
fun
so
fact.
Much. It's Eris's turn.
Ooh.
Suki just got lit up.
Persistent. Not Aldo. Atticus.
Huh?
When you did the fireball, that was a fortitude save?
Reflex
save.
And
okay.
Mon crushed it.
And
he's like an Olympian.
And Ethel.
Yeah?
Babe, are you going to focus on Little Myacnean right now?
I'm going to move on.
You're going to go for Big Myacnean?
Yeah.
Because I want to go for Big Myacnean.
But you want to tag team it?
That could be fun. It doesn't have to be like that every time.
You want to murder someone together?
It could just be regular murder. I would love to do that. So she's going to move into the room. And be like, let's get him, babe. And she casts.
I have a name.
Oh, man. Trouble in Paradise.
My God.
Ethel, I'm sorry. She casts Blood Spray Curse.
Ooh.
On my Myacnean Mun, please give me a fortitude save.
Is this against my homunculus?
Your homunculus?
Is it against Mun or the flying guy?
Mun.
All right, yeah. So what am I rolling?
A fortitude save.
A fortitude save. Ooh, sexy. 31.
31?
Yup.
Regular success.
I just read the spell.
For 1 minute, each time... The first time each round, that target takes at least 10 piercing or slashing damage from a single strike. It takes 2d6 additional damage of the same type.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yikes.
Wow. There's some synergy here between...
I like that.
Wow. Two young
Working
lovers.
Well
Maybe we
together.
Do make a good team.
Look at that.
Wow.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my turn.
Folks, give it up for Aldo Casimir. It's his turn.
Oh, hello. Hello.
It's because there's got to be a lot going on through your head here. This guy represents a part of your past that's been like a mystery to you, and it's all flooding back. What do you do?
So, yeah, he is very confused. It's like he took like physical damage when he imbibed the Quicksilver mutagen. Like that he suffered... 22 points of damage to his like maximum, like when he took it, and he's not quite in his right mind, and like this is fucking with him definitely. But he also has right now he has 40 feet of movement speed because of the mutagen, so he is going to run into the room with this like weird lanky gait. And he is going to throw a greater lightning bomb at the creature.
Nice.
And he's going to make it a sticky bomb, which is something that I forgot I can do. So let's see if we hit here. And I get a bonus to hit because of the mutagen as well. Oh! That is 40.
Yeah!
That's a 40 to hit.
The wizard's chest! Against the flying creature, yeah?
Against the flying creature,
that's
yeah.
That's a hit.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry. Eye is twitching. All right, how much damage there, buddy?
He's rolling many, many dice.
So doing lots dice. Of math.
So many dice.
Can't be right.
Okay. That's 39 points of damage.
Japers!
Holy shit.
What kind of damage? Lightning?
It is off guard until the beginning of my next turn.
Nice.
And it has 5 points of persistent electricity damage.
Oh, nice.
Because of the sticky bomb.
Let me ask you this. Was that all electricity or was
yes,
there any...
that's all electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 5 points of persistent electricity. Yep. Nasty. All right.
And then I have one action left, and I'm going to do an alchemical lore of my own.
Okay.
To see if I can find out anything else.
Nice.
How about this dude?
Come on.
Oh, not so good. That is a 25.
All right. Yeah, maybe you haven't dabbled into creating your own homunculus. But you do know that they are nasty little creatures that usually have this, like, reservoir of poison within them that they can just keep refilling. It's like in their head. Like their head has this alchemical concoction within that it can use to, like, poison people.
Okay.
That's what you know.
Okay.
And it's its turn.
No!
Shuck-a-gum-gum-gum.
Little Mun. Little Mun. Ethel is right there. Let's go to town. So many fun things to do! I'm going to bite you. I feel a nat 20 coming on.
No. No. No.
It's bad when he feels it.
I don't think so.
I feel it. I can really feel it.
I don't think so.
I'll get it ready.
Don't get it ready!
When he feels it, it always happens.
Natural 4. It's
going
to be a 3,000 to hit.
3,000?
28?
Miss.
Yes!
Nice! Phenomenal.
All right, I'm going to bite you again.
Come on. Here don't be ridiculous.
Here we go, you piece of shit. Come on. Fuck my ass.
Oh, my God. Like, 9 die flew out of his tray.
So, man, this is what Joe feels
can
like
this
every
do cool
day.
Stuff? You said it can do so many cool things, and you're just biting.
I just want to bite you so I can poison you. I'm going to try one more time.
Wow.
They always say you should attack 3 times.
He's got something weird going on there. Maybe
here
he's
go.
Not taking a map.
Here we go. Now, I felt a nat 20 coming, and here it, another 4.
Yeah!
Neon Green has abandoned him. What a weenie. Speaking of weenies, it's Father Bubbles' turn.
What's going on in there?
Bubbles, please.
What?
Bubbles, please.
I don't feel so good.
Bubbles. Delay.
I don't remember
please
my first
delay.
Year at the seminary.
No, don't go in there.
Don't go.
Oh, God, it's been bathed in yellow. Just
what?
Like my first year at the seminary. I'll hold my turn. Round 2. It's Ethel's turn.
It took the 5 points.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It took the 5 points of electricity. Oh, DC 15 flat. 19. But I'll take my 5 points of electricity. Round 2. Ethel.
Ethel will stride up to Mun. And I will double
slice. Let me
see
slice. If I have an attack of opportunity.
Does it?
You don't know anything.
Reactive John,
you may continue.
Okay. Double slice. Okay.
Oh.
That's a 39 on the Warhammer.
Oh.
And on the hatchet, this is the important one, a 41.
Oh, wait.
A hit and a crit.
Yes! Yes!
So you also get the extra 2d6 on the hatchet for my curse.
Walking in Memphis.
Okay, 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
1 point of cold.
Wait, I need my calculator.
Are you playing fantasy football right now?
No.
It's like
mom.
Fantasy Canadian football. It's like June.
Wait. Wait, how much damage?
What did I say?
14 bludgeoning.
56.
Two total?
22.
22 bludgeoning and one cold.
Oh. Okay.
One cold.
So 23 points of damage.
Okay. Now, with Blood Spray Curse, do I double those damage dice on a crit?
Oh. I mean, it's... For what it's worth, I think it's persistent damage.
I think
damage?
It's separate, yeah. Every time
additional
it,
damage.
Every time it takes at least 10 piercing.
Yeah, I think
so,
like
yeah.
persistent is separate, but everything else would be doubled.
Yep.
Ah, there it is. More damage?
32 points of slashing.
Nice.
Wow. You're still
coming.
Giving me damage?
And yeah. then an additional 6 points of slashing.
Wow.
Awesome.
Nice round, Ethel.
Mun says, Are you done?
Yes.
Oh.
Synergy.
Suki.
Dude, that double slice worked.
Suki, you are covered in acid and you are on fire. What do you do?
Do you want me to take the damage first?
No, you do that at the end of your turn per the rules of Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
When do I make the flat check? At the end.
End
so after
turn.
The damage,
you're
I make the flat check.
You're going to make so many flat checks.
Yeah. All right. Suki's going to move between Eris and Dick.
Nooner.
Oh. You having a nooner over there? That's nice.
I like that. What are you doing?
I am going to do...
Suki.
You're on fire.
I'm just going to do produce flame heightened.
Okay.
So I'm going to just try to hit... Oh, boy.
Are you going
to
try and hit the homunculus?
Yes, sorry, the homunculus. All right, I'm going to do my little die. Oh, 31. That
yes.
is...
I think
no,
that is
a top
guard.
You're off guard.
Fuck. Yes!
Yes!
Stupid. All right, so...
You don't deserve that hit.
Okay, I just need to do the damage. One, two. That's going to be 20 points of fire damage.
Ooh. Wow, nice.
Nice.
Ow!
And as my third and final... Oh, no, that was two. Sorry. And then Pepsi is just going to move.
You command Pepsi.
Pepsi's not on the map, so it's confusing, and I forget that he exists. He's going to move next to me and Father Dick Bubbles.
Oh, that's a good-looking pawn for Pepsi.
Oh, oh, wow.
Look at that respectable yes. token.
He's growing up. He grows
respectable
up so fast.
Respectable token. All right, take 3 fire damage, and okay. then take... You ready for this? This is going to be ooh. So hot.
Burning 2, through your skin.
5. Oh, not bad. 6 points of fire. So total of 9 points... Excuse me, 6 points of acid. Total of 9 points of damage. Now give me 2 flat checks. First one will be for the fire. DC 15.
Boom!
Oh.
Good, that's the shitty one.
Now get that acid.
Get it!
15.
Oh, my God!
Oh, shit!
Right in your face! That was awesome.
That was cool.
Well.
You sucked.
We filmed you peeing. Atticus!
You what?
You what?
Atticus, well, I don't know much about your creation, but I know the mind of a psycho. And I think... Oh, this is interesting. Oh, yes. He looks across at Mun, seeing how he, like, so deftly dodged the explosion of fire. He's like, perhaps you are strong of body, but not so much of mind. You know what it will be that gets you in the end. It will be Laos himself.
Your hair is getting really gray on the side.
Yeah. I had a haircut recently, and I was like, that shit's not even gray. It's white.
You're in your Reed Richards phase. Enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to look at
it. You look like Doctor Strange gave up.
Or is having a good time.
Yeah.
Two ways to think about it. All right. He's going to do an incantation, and Laos is going to see
a vision of his own death.
Laos or Mun?
Mun.
Mun.
What he sees is Laos.
Laos, disappointed in him, seeing him not making the grade and executing him on the spot.
Ooh. Nice.
Please roll a will save.
It's pretty good, O'Brien. It's pretty good. Will save. Here we go. That's not a good roll. I have very good will, though. 31.
Oh, just a success, you lucky fucking bastard. Okay. All right, so on a success, real legendarily bad roll, you are... Oh, God, that was terrible. You take 12 points of mental damage, and you are frightened one.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
So, yeah, not all I was hoping for, but... I rolled five ones.
Well, you keep that
on 68.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 8d6. Five ones.
Okay. Is that the end of your sad turn?
No. No, it is not. I am going to spend an action to aid Aldo in his next attack.
Yes. Okay. It's my Acnean Mun's turn. Now, with Ethel right there, that's a real pickle for my ranged attacks. These guys are not fans of Acnean Mun. They've seen enough alchemy. He's going to step back.
My name is Ethel Merman, and I'm here to murder you. Which, coincidentally, was the catchphrase of the real Ethel Merman.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. He's going to step back and going to throw Alchemist Fire at you. He's frightened. This might be a crit. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Who said that?
Who said that?
All right. All right. It is going to... Fuck me. This is so ridiculous.
40.
Plus 2, 42. Minus 1 for the frightened, 41.
That's a hit, not a crit.
Oh. Awesome.
Nice, Ethel.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hate this game. All right. 3d8. Damage? No, they're very nice. Ooh, 8 on the first DA. 1 on the second.
It all balances out.
And a 3. What a terrible roll. All right, so 12 points of, excuse me, plus the splash is going to be 15 points of fire damage. And then you're going to take 3 persistent fire. Second attack. I can't wait till this turn is over. I've got, let's see, well, I'm tracking my bombs here.
Okay. Don't track your bombs.
Don't track your bombs. I play by the rules.
Dead in six what are you a nerd?
Acid.
Okay.
Miss. So,
nice.
but not a fumble. You'll take 3 acid splash. That was a real shitty turn for this.
That was really bad.
Guy you've heard about for a long time. Okay, it's Eris's turn.
I want to try to do so. You all kind of want to take who we think is Mayaknia Mun possibly alive.
I'd be totally down with that. But
I think we should talk to him. Can I do some sort of knowledge check on Tiny Mun?
You want to do what?
I want to know if I want to know if this tiny guy, you said he's immune to a lot of stuff, if he's immune to negative damage.
All right, do a knowledge check to see if he's immune to negative damage. Good question.
Occult?
Good question. Yeah, sure.
Seraphian. 27.
Pretty good roll. Pretty good roll. 27, eh?
27.
Not bad. Not bad. Ooh. DC by level. 28 is the
no.
DC.
No, stop.
So sorry. Thank you for playing. Thank you for playing, Pathfinder.
I don't know why that's so much funnier with a held mic.
I know. It's just the one benefit mic. Of a wireless
mic. I want to get up and give away a car.
Like, just like dirty, corrupt game show hosts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's 28.
Really, though? Really?
Yeah.
For real? Okay.
You can do it again.
No, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
I like it.
Okay.
Bold. two-action cast spell, please make a basic fortitude save.
A basic fortitude save for my homunculus.
Come on. It can't be fortuitous.
38.
Oh.
Okay, that's a regular save.
Half DiMaggio.
So it's half damage. But half that means it's half of 10d6. So.
Half of 10d6?
What's half of 25?
12 and a half.
12 points of damage as she reaches out and tries to attempt to rip the spirit out of this tiny little Mayak. And maybe she like gets close and then it just zaps back into you, but you still take some damage.
I like that little ricochet action. Aldo.
Negative damage.
Wait, that was negative damage?
Yeah.
It can't be immune to negative.
He could
be
weak. He just said it was immune to a bunch
or
of stuff.
Void.
Do we see anything?
Void in the remaster, perhaps.
Okay. All right, cool. Looks like it hurt him. Aldo.
Does it seem to have hurt
it
at all?
Does it look like it got hurt?
He squealed. You couldn't tell if it was joy or pain.
It's like, yeah,
it happens
negative.
A lot. It happens a lot. What,
yeah, negative.
What if it heals it?
It's not undead.
Could. It could be.
It could
no.
be.
It
could be. I doubt it's undead.
Probably not, but...
Okay, I guess we'll find out.
Could be a construct.
Aldo, you are up.
Okay, so Aldo, I think, he's focusing fire on the homunculus because it's like somewhere in his subconscious, he wants to preserve Mun's life so he can talk to him about what's going on, you know? So he's going to attempt to throw another greater lightning bomb at the creature.
Okay.
It is no longer off guard at the moment. Oh, 38.
There you go, buddy.
That's a hit.
All right. And I busted out the old dice roller to save some time here. Okay, 28 points of damage.
Okay.
And it is off guard.
Fair enough.
And I didn't do the sticky bomb. So then with my second action, I am going to throw I'll do a blight bomb.
A blight bomb?
I'll throw a little blight bomb.
All right.
Wow. Okay, so that is 36. That's a 36
to
hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. So, so sorry about this.
Do the blight thing.
Okay, so that is 31 points. Of poison damage?
Oh, poison damage?
Yeah, it
was. It doesn't seem to have affected him at all.
I fucked up.
Oh, no.
I was trying to do something different, and I fucked up. all right, so...
You should know by now there's no credit for being creative.
I know. So with my third action, I'm going to swallow one of my own bombs and kill myself.
No! Aldo, no!
And it works.
My third action, I'm going to try to do another knowledge check since I succeeded on the last one, so don't fuck up again. Okay, no, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to high-five everyone on this side.
Yeah!
Get him, Skid!
Go, Skid!
Woo! Yeah!
Look at him go!
Wow. Look at the lightness on his feet.
Look at him go. So smooth.
Skid, that's the ladies' room. That's the ladies' room, Skid. No, I'm just kidding. You go. Who gives a shit? It's just a toilet.
Bye, friends. Skid.
All right. I've denoted that Skid's character is dead. He ate a bomb.
I'm going to join him in a minute.
It's little Mon's turn. Look at me. Flies towards Urs.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Ethel left her. To fend for herself.
A woman can be alone. How many times do I have to say this? Women are always saying that. Women can be alone.
I like how people are like, yes, yes.
We don't know
yes.
what it means.
But I'm gonna roll my androids and aliens die here.
Oh, that is your A&A die.
There was an episode that rolled 6 crits with this beautiful blue, obviously... way to die.
What did I do?
I'm gonna bite you.
Was that the same episode you used the wrong stat block?
Don't worry about it. bite or do I claw? How many people want to bite? Who's into the claw?
I think it's the bite.
I think it was the bite.
They want to see her diseased,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
this is
right,
the worst
comes.
And I hate it.
Chomp! Podge!
Yes!
But you're not the queen of AC, so this is going to be a Larry 33.
What the fuck is your problem, dude? Yeah, that hits. Yeah.
You're not the queen of AC.
Obviously.
Let's have fun. Here we go.
For the record, that would have
what
been Apple.
What type of thing is this? Is this
bite piercing damage? You're going to take 19 points of piercing, and a couple things are going to happen.
Oh, no.
Give me a fortitude save. Oh, what was in his teeth?
Make a fortitude save? Come on, you got this.
Poisony.
Was this a melee strike?
It was a melee strike.
Okay.
He bit you with his teeth.
All right. Well, I'll do my fortitude save then first.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
21? Maybe I should use my bottle. Should I use my bottle cap?
No.
That could be a critical fail zone.
I should use my bottle cap.
You got a cap over there?
I think I'm gonna do that.
When did you get a cap?
I have one on my sheet. You give it to me all the time.
Let me get my jeweler's glass, make sure that's an authentic cap.
Okay. I'm
gonna reroll?
Reroll. Okay, that's better. 32. Instead of
22. Yeah!
32.
Never giving out another cap. You're fine.
Nice.
Woo!
Huge, huge.
Did you mark that damage on your sheet?
Yeah. Oh, are you done?
No.
With your cool stuff? Okay.
Now I'm going to bite you again.
No. Before you bite me again, because you bit me the first time and you made a melee attack against me, you see my wound yawn open. Yes.
I don't like when you use that word.
I love doing that. I need you to make a fortitude save against my class DC or spell DC. Ooh.
A fortitude save?
Yes, please. Because I'm gross.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
26.
Fail!
Yes!
Aaron's gonna give it to you.
You're gonna bite the grossest person in the room? Alright, so you failed, which means you become sickened one. And you can't recover from the sickened condition while I'm near you. It's
What happens
oh, right.
when the creature's immune to sickened?
Oh, that's right. He said it!
He did say it.
Boop.
When did he say that?
He said when I did the knowledge check and we were like, that knowledge is useless.
Yeah.
He said it's immune to sickened.
Yeah.
I want a wireless mic all the time. May I take my final attack?
Wait, didn't you? You moved to her.
Yep, what? That was one action. All right, with the map.
You've already attacked twice.
Did I?
Yes.
No.
Everyone has a different opinion. They know.
He did not. He bit once. I'm not going to help. He bit once.
Once bitten, twice shy.
She interrupted your second attempt.
Yeah. Yes, just like you're interrupting this attack.
I have gaping flesh.
I've had a couple nooners.
You know it's bad when I'm doing good math and I know what's going on.
It's going to be, I'm actually not sure here, 30 to hit.
Hit? 30?
Sorry, Kate.
With the map?
Kate, you're always my favorite.
I mean, you only did 19 points of damage the last time.
Oh, 28 points of piercing damage.
Okay. You have this backwards. You're like,
give me a fortitude save.
Ooh,
28
points of damage.
I can't.
You're going
to
die.
I have to refill the poison from my reservoir with an interact action. So you just take 28 points of piercing.
You really played that up like it would be a lot more cooler than it would be.
Use an interact action to refill the poison in my head.
Stupid game. It's Father Bubble's turn. Oh! Round 3. Ethel's turn.
Let's go, Ethel.
Ethel will step up to my Actian Mun. And once again, double slice.
Oh. Yeah. Get this son of a bitch.
Oh, man. You are
you tonight. This is insane.
Okay, once again, 39 on the Warhammer.
He's frightened. He's frightened one.
And 36 on the hatchet.
He's frightened one.
Yeah, from my vision of death.
And that lowers AC, doesn't it?
Yeah, by one.
Oh.
So oh. The 39 is a crit.
Yeah! X go give it to you. Fucked! Wait for you to get it on your own. X go deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up.
Whoever invented Frighten sucks.
Nothing pains me more than when that song has to get cut off for copyright reasons.
I know. If it was just us here in this room, we could play it all night.
Yeah.
After the show, let's just listen to that song together and rave.
Okay, right. That's 38 points of bludgeoning.
38?
And you get extra 2d6 on that.
No, did you say 38?
38 points 38. Of bludgeoning. Okay. And 4 points of cold.
Ooh, chilly. Ooh.
Is that a light breeze?
Is it piercing?
It's bludgeoning.
You're as cold as ice.
And now I go with the hatchet and I get the extra 2d6.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, and he's not prone, by the way.
Oh wow.
There's salt in the wounds.
Oh, that is huge.
Yeah, that's massive.
I don't like your character.
Especially with you up.
Tie his hands.
Bye. And that will be 26 points of slashing damage on the hatchet.
Okay.
Still up.
He's down.
He's very prone. Okay. Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
It's a very good turn. All right, but you are going to take some persistent damage to the tune of 3 fire. Give me a flat check.
Flat check. 14. No.
Oh. No.
Ooh. So sorry.
What? Think God is rolling dice.
What's breaking?
The ghost of former podcasts. They say every year it comes back. In this
every year they return to the holiday.
Why tonight's the anniversary?
Why tonight's the anniversary of the...
Suki, you're up.
All right, I am going to touch my hand to the small of Eris's back. Oh. And I cast heal. So you thought about what I asked. Do you ask that as I touch you? Yeah. Suki says, to be honest, I've given it a lot of thought. But now is not the time.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. No.
Okay. Because everybody is banging everybody.
Oh no, oh no. Sydney's doing math.
So that's a two-action draw. I just want to say, Kate's been reading those books. Stop. And I just feel like... I feel like we're really getting the hang of just the edging, where it's like
I'm on book 4 now.
You know what that word means?
Troy
is literally eating popcorn while listening to you.
You gotta
go,
wait.
Go on.
You gotta wait for the good stuff. Small the back, we know. And then... I command Pepsi. And Pepsi is going to chomp onto the homunculus.
Okay.
He's going to move. I can't move him, but he's going to...
Can he move and attack?
Yes, because I just commanded him.
Okay.
So he's going to move up and chomp.
Chompa? Is this still off guard, Skid, the homunculus?
No, because I missed.
Doesn't matter.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, it is. It does. I'm sorry.
It does.
Right.
Does
I fucked
matter.
Up in another way. I didn't miss the...
She rolled really poorly with her borrowed
I'll
dice.
Roll again. Right. Just kidding. He... Pepsi misses.
Just rolling in for the hell of it?
What was that?
Go Celtics, am I right?
Yeah. Go Celtics!
Wait a minute. I got Bugs Bunny.
I was joking.
You Bugs Bunnied me. All right. Atticus.
Atticus is going to come down into the room...
Are you not in the room?
I've never entered the room because these spells have such long range, but not this one. He's going to step just up to the doorway.
Okay.
And he's going to take a piece of the broken table that Eris broke when he busted through the door,
make it rise magically off the ground and then smash the homunculus in the face with it. At least attempt it through the roll of a cheese die.
Oh, cheese die.
A die made of cheese!
I want to know if she really loves cheese. How will I?
All right. Here we go. 27.
Dude.
Unfortunately, a miss. God damn it! The pieces go flying past its head. Smash into the back of the room. Balls!
And that was your whole turn.
That was up. That was a real shit. Whatever.
All right. It's my Acne and Mun's turn. He stands up. Do you have an attack of opportunity?
Yes. I have a reactive strike. Is that what you mean?
Ooh.
Gross.
Wait. What, you're leaving? Like you're taking more than 5 feet?
I'm just standing up.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I forgot you were prone.
Yeah. Oh, he was on a natural 20 and then fell off.
Oh.
27 to hit.
27?
Yeah.
Miss.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Shit. What a waste. All right. He stood up. That was one action. This piece of shit character. What's he gonna do?
I really don't like the
app. All right. I got one cool thing I can do. Time, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Nope.
Pause for edit.
We don't edit these.
What are you going to say?
Is his AC 30 and reduced to 29 by being frightened?
Why do you ask?
Because if he was prone, his AC would be 27.
Is he still frightened?
Until the end of his turn.
By the rules of Pathfinder, I believe.
Wow.
Bottle cap.
Yeah! Shotgun the beer. Shotgun the beer.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I have work tomorrow.
You have work today.
Shotgun beer, you animals. All right, that's a hit.
26 points of bludgeoning, 4 points of cold.
Oh, yeah.
And you kill him.
Yes!
Holy shit.
Did we mean to do that?
We acted like we meant to.
We can bring him back.
We can bring him back, right?
He's dying.
Sorry.
He's splattered all over the ground.
Oh, God.
It's Aris' turn. Oh, wait. Something happens here. Something happens.
Oh.
So he had a bit of a connection to his little flying little mun. And depending on who died first, something happens.
Oh.
Let me see. This is good for you guys.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, obviously, shit. The little one runs away. He's a little Myacne and
he disappears.
No, he just disappears. No, I want to get this right. If Myacne is slain, oh, so sad. Yeah, it's not that bad. All of a sudden, you just see, like, the lights go out in this thing.
Oh.
And then it just turns at Eris and is like, feral with you. But it's your turn.
What? Nope. Okay. So the lights go out and it's coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. I wasn't prepared for it to be my turn.
Well, here it is.
I guess I want...
And yet here we are.
And yet here we are. Happens every round.
Let me see. This is a cone. I don't know if I want to do a cone. Maybe Ooh. I want to do... what kind of death spell do I want to do?
The death kind.
Does it... It has a brain, right?
It has a skull full of poison.
Looking at him.
It sounds like...
But it takes an interact action to feed that into its teeth, apparently.
It sounds like a brain to me. Skull full of poison.
Well, no, I mean, it seems
I'm
like...
I'm going to do something new.
It lost, it like, sentience, like, in that, you know...
Yeah. I can lift the veil here. If you had killed it first, Mun takes 4d10 mental damage from the
That's cool.
Wait, is that a normal thing with homunculi? They're always attached.
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, this is another thing that I think goes way, way back to like original AD&D. Like that kind of concept.
It's called a master link.
Cool. I want to do something new because this thing tried to bite me twice, did some damage, and then also is coming at me. So as it's coming at me, I'm going to cast a spell. But while I'm casting that spell, what I'm doing is taunting it.
Oh.
It's like, listen, you little I'm going to kill you if you come near me. I'm going to grab your little neck. I'm going to rant. I'm going to tear your head off. Oh. Anyway.
Wow. Strong words.
Anyway.
You really gave him the business.
I'm going to tear your head off.
What did you say?
I'm going to pick off your wings one by one and then stuff them up your butt.
Oh, shit.
Father 26. Dick is like, there is no, do not speak that way unless it's his house.
It's a 26, and that's definitely a miss.
26 is a miss.
Yeah.
Something is a miss
here. So you just see me say, like, awful things to this thing and nothing happens. And then with my final action, I raise a shield because it's coming at me.
Swum. Aldo, you see this thing fix its gaze on the nearest enemy to it, which is Urus.
Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah, and he's just like, when Mun goes down, he's like, no! And he's like, he's out of like sheer frustration. He's like kind of fumbling through his bandolier. And he actually grabs his last greater bottled lightning.
Wow.
And it's a sticky bomb.
Oh!
Do you use a sock and some tar?
Yeah. Sticky bomb. Okay. Let me do some quick math here.
Sorry. Everyone needs a math drop. Oh no.
Quick.
Doing math. He's going to do a lot of damage.
Okay.
It's hard to do math, and that's okay.
43.
Wow, that's a lot.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is a crit.
Yes!
Oh!
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Kill it.
All right.
Oop.
The dice roller's coming out.
Oh.
That's 70 points of electricity damage.
Oh! Oh!
Denver skin!
He dead.
Yeah, he is. The knockout on a
blood sweat can. You just see Mun's body.
Quick.
Mun's body convulses as this little Myacnian falls to the ground.
I'm sorry. I might have caved his chest in a little bit.
Suki, bring him up. Bring him up.
Bring him back. We have to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him. Hurry.
She runs over. She sprints over.
Suki, be careful.
What?
Be careful when you come inside.
What?
Eat the mushrooms, goddammit!
You have to be careful where you're going like that. I've got a feeling bad.
I don't know what you're saying. I put my hands and I cast heal on this clearly dead body.
You want to heal the dead body, eh?
Yeah, I don't really know what you guys expect me to do. I stabilize. I stabilize.
Okay.
I mean, he should be a dying too, like if he was a PC. So.
Yeah, right, technically.
I'll let you stabilize him.
Yeah!
All right. And then stabilized, you could do treat wounds.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to
spend a spell.
Heal
spell.
Give me a fucking flat check, you, for your fire.
Oh, right.
Bail.
3 damage.
Fail.
6 damage.
Pass.
6 points of fire damage. You coward. So, Mun twitched with that damage. Actually, the damage would have taken him to like dying 8. But anyways, we'll say you.
That's not true. It's just another
Just dying too.
It's just there's a breath there now.
And I
wait. Oh. Before you heal his grievous injury, I need to tie him up.
Oh yeah.
I'll remove his bandolier, any secret items kept on his person, etc., and then tie him up.
And Suki puts on her sterile white healer's gloves and walks over. Don't touch me, I'm sterile.
Oh, no.
And walks over and places her fingers on his tied-up chest.
Homunculus?
What?
What?
And I
don't listen to him.
Do you want me to actually do the numbers? Do you want me to treat wounds, or do you want to bring them up, and then I'll tell you later?
Well, if you critically fumble, you'll hurt him, so we should roll a die.
So true.
According to the rules of Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
Watch this. Natural 20.
He comes back to full health and attacks.
Yeah. He just starts throwing bombs.
He's stronger than he's ever been. What have I done?
Infused with life. He levitates from the floor.
Ethel
bomb,
says,
bomb.
On instinct, Ethel buries his hatchet in his chest.
There we go.
Just get him down to about two or three.
It's like a 40 something. I think it's a critical.
It's a critical. It's a natural 20. Yeah. You're good.
What were you trying to do? I wasn't paying attention.
You just get a lot of hit points back. Eight. What's 8 plus 5?
Oh, cool.
Plus 7.
13. It's 20.
Plus 1.
21. Point.
20. Plus 3. 24. Yes, you're tied up.
And Aldo is standing over him the minute he comes to, and is with his eyes blazing in his weird spider-like form, and he's just like,
tell us, what did you steal from us? What did you take from me?
You're a ghost. You are a ghost talking to me. You're not real?
Yes.
None of you are real.
I am a ghost. I'm coming here from beyond the grave, and I demand answers.
What do you want to know? Laos will be back soon. He's coming to save me. The creatures outside, they cannot hurt me anymore. What do you want to know?
Where is Laos?
I lost him. The soul. We went down there and found the book. We found the Necronomicon.
Found
chained and bound in the soul. We began translating it, unraveling the knowledge within. But when we tried to take it, things went awry.
What? Creatures? You said these creatures are what? Closing in? What did you say?
What?
You said the man would return.
I don't speak rat!
I think he was talking about the proto-Shagoths at the door. Aldo, do you have any other questions for him?
He's like, he puts his like long, like super long fingered hand like around his throat. He's like,
what happened to us? The time we're missing, the memories. What did you do? Who are we?
I don't know. He needed what you had, and he took it. You weren't meant to survive. You weren't meant to survive, and if he knows you are alive, he will kill you. He is more powerful than before. He is more. He is them.
He's...
them?
Who? Be more specific. Them? What does that mean?
He is... And all of a sudden, his eyes, like, go completely white. And his mouth starts moving.
Oh, shit.
But a voice comes out of it that is not his.
Pass.
Different horror trope, please.
Voice comes out that is not his and says something to the effect of, like, you are seen. And then his head explodes.
Oh!
And we'll see you in Nashville.
Oh, oh baby! Denver!
Thank you!
Denver! Holy shit. You guys are amazing!
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.